Welcome to Blog Talk Radio in high fidelity.
Divine, all blessed, peace and love, joy and prosperity. You are now listening live to the Divine Prince, Pan-African spiritualist, practitioner, author, and advisor, Elagun Oloye Hudu Obeya Okur, sharing with you in all things spiritual, mystical, metaphysical, cosmic, universal, evolutionary, revolutionary, healing, and holistic, from a Pan-African hoodoo world spiritualist perspective, understanding that all is truly and indeed a blessing if you can just see beyond the veil, for it is all just an illusion and a test, and one of the greatest divine mysteries of this life cycle. This is my constant prayer, my mantra, affirmation, reverberation, reiteration, and my ever-living reality. And it is crucial to the very foundation of my understanding, my teaching, my walk, and my work, my demonstration along this divine, all-blessed life path and journey. It is how I, Divine Prince, make sense out of all that we are challenged with here in our daily existence on Mother, Father, Earth, and it is my personal place of power and understanding. That place from where I begin, the place from where I crystallize and realize all endeavors, understanding that I and I alone create and co-create my divine destiny, and I alone create and co-create my divine all-blessed reality. And so it is, Ashe. Today is Friday, July 21st, 2017. I am emanating and vibrating with you and for you live, virtually, verbally, cosmically, quantum universally, Thai potions, hoodoo central, Black Hawk voodoo, in this legendary, historic, beautiful, and most enchanted city of America, New Orleans, Louisiana, the land of my ancestors and those who came before me, along with the spirit of the Sudhu Obeya life path and journey, passing down the great Obeya stick, along with the knowledge of healing, life-giving herbs, roots, plants, rituals, spirits, and minerals. Please know that I am humbled and honored and appreciative by those of you who continue to join me here in my ninth year on Blog Talk Radio at www.blogtalkradio.com/the-divine-prince. My live listen-in and call-in number is area code 347-215-8967, 347-215-8967, and you're ready with your question, comment, or request. Do press the number one on your telephone keypad. I will be with you momentarily. Also be mindful, we do not do live personal readings here on the show. You can always feel free to send me a written request to Divine Prince at houseofthedivineprince.com. Divine Prince at houseofthedivineprince.com. And of course, my website where I could be reached virtually 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 360 days a year, using various means in 360 degrees of well-documented power and manifestation is www.houseofthedivineprince.com. All is truly and indeed a blessing. Eshu Alegbuana Kosi Wary, Awo Ono Uso Ni Iwo, Ada Afanbo Osi, Obasalami Isa Ni Ibo, Onilio Aban Ishu. Eshu is a respected elder who flogs, confronts, and uncovers fools that one versed in mysteries uses truth to own. He calls the scatter to feed poverty. Obatala shakes rascals to have sacrifice. The owner of warning is the one who is Eshu. Ashe, Asheo, Ashe. Alafin, the king of Oyo, snarls like a leopard, and the people run away. One whose eyeballs glow like charcoal. Onokoso, the famous one of the city, one who uses hundreds of carcasses to win victory in war. One who uses pieces of broken wall to defeat this enemy. We honor you, and we give thanks, Ashe. It is on this ritual voodoo day that we give praise and honor to the spirit of lightning. Third king of Oyo, Shango. May he continue to look over us. May he continue to see blessings as well as divine protection and intervention along our journey of enlightenment. Enlightenment often moves like strokes of lightning, like the roll of thunder, It is about constant evolution to something greater than ourselves. Contrary to popular belief, the Africans enslaved to build the economic foundation of America were not Christians. During slavery, African Americans were not allowed to worship as westernized Christians. Later, during Reconstruction, the myth that the majority of free Africans were devout Christians was merely a political ploy deliberately disseminated in order for the popular media, abolitionists, and black preachers to argue against slavery. In their naive attempt to present the enslaved masses as civilized and therefore human, the latter being embarrassed and ashamed by the African religious practices, which we deemed evil and primitive, this myth has remained unchallenged until today. And it is from that platform that I first want to clearly define what religion is, what voodoo is, how to spell it, and then how we continue to move it forward as a community, as a whole community, 2018, 2019, 2020, and on. We must first define civilization. Civilization. One of the arguments that missionaries often made, that the colonizers often made, that the white supremacists made coming into the indigenous world were that we were somehow primitive, less than human, uncivilized, didn't operate in any sort of order, were carried away by our flesh and carnal desires, much like chattel, much like animals operating within our animal nature. We now know that much of the documentation, the books that were written during this period, many of our earlier books about Africa, traditional African-based religions, religious systems, cultural practices, were authored by these individuals who did not have our best interests at heart, who did not have a whole understanding of our culture for themselves. So when we are looking at the requirements for society, what are the requirements for society? We are not studying society in terms of civilization. Civilization and societies are built on two separate things. Societies are people who come together. There are no other requirements for society, a grouping of people living together, dependent upon one another. We have fraternal societies. We have paternal societies, maternal societies, sororities, fraternities, all sorts of societies that don't require culture, history, tradition. But when we think of what a civilization is, civilizations are a society in an advanced state of social development. What do we mean when we say advanced state of social development? There are basic elements to how we define advanced states of social development and what makes up a civilization. Civilized government, a person or group of people who make and enforce laws in that society. What do centralized governments represent? Powers that are centralized, usually a handful of people. For instance, we are the U.S. Our central power is held in Washington, D.C., in the hands of the president, the Congress, Supreme Court, the representatives, those who we put in position to represent our organized governmental system. Also required to make a civilization is organized religion, a belief in some sort of higher being or being. And it must be organized, which means that there are specific rules and requirements for worshiping. We acknowledge Islam, Taoism, Hinduism, Christianity, Buddhism, Sikhism, Judaism, and then we get to stuttering, the hammering and biting our tongue when we speak of Mother Africa. We try and speak in the same terms, in the same language as colonizers, missionaries, white supremacists, who would have you to believe that we are cults, we are governed by our emotions, our flesh, our need for immediate gratification, but not by an organized system. Job specialization. When I was in college, we called that division of labor. People having skills, pottery making, gathering of your wood, hunting for your food, your meat, gathering of your produce, your herbs, your wild growing edible things. Then, once society reaches a higher state of civilization, you have time when you're not hunting, looking for food, gathering water, building shelter, to develop art, architecture, infrastructure, key elements to how we define what a civilization is. When we speak of civilization, we often invoke Kemet, ancient Egypt, Mero, Babylonia, for God's sake, great cities, great places and moments in time, but we grow silent on our ability to articulate West Africa, Central Africa, South Africa, and that is who we are. Let me make a brief daily reference back to DNA. I'm hard-pressed to have these type of conversations with people who have not done what I've done, what my godchildren have done, other voodoo practitioners here in the States, but also in West Africa that I'm on daily communication with have done. And that is to validate who we are, ethnicity, lineage, practice through DNA. When you do a quick Google search, Bing search of voodoo, and let me introduce the next topic. What I'm about to say is going to hit both at the same time. The spelling of the origins of voodoo, we have to consider ethnic groups. Voodoo, like Christianity, is a very generic term. Voodoo represents all the cultural, ethnic, indigenous practices and traditions of Mother Africa, but particularly a simple 60 to 90 second search on voodoo, you will find that the only authors arguing 00 and U and N are those who know the least about voodoo, fictional writers, fictional authors, Hollywood folks who don't understand anything about voodoo. You can't Google voodoo books and get West African authors populate in that search result. You're going to find English names, UK names, American names, Black folks, white folks, everybody other than the birther, the originator of these traditions. In order to begin to get African names, Akan, Fon, Iwe, Yoruba, Igbo names to propagate, you have to know enough about Mother Africa to understand ethnic groups and culture. So you do a search on Fon, F-O-N. You do a search on Akan, A-K-A-N. You do a search on Iwe, Oweze, E-W-E. And that's when you begin to see and begin to populate in your search authentic West African authors of this tradition. So you cannot begin a discussion about voodoo here or there, north or south, east or west of the equator, of the crossroads, without doing that homework. And you will find, whether you're going back in time, 1800s, 1700s, 1900s, that many of those authors are either going to write in their language, and many countries, nations that we today associate with voodoo, Benin, Togo, these brothers and sisters speak French. So So when you are arguing O's and U's and N's, you are arguing the semantics of language. And as someone well-versed 39 years in these traditions, 39 years in the studies of these cultures, it's very easy to see what you know, what you studied, where you pulled your information from through word usage. I'm gonna come to my lines in about 15 seconds, phone caller, so don't anybody else hang up on me now. I'm just trying to set up a clear foundation for how we move forward in today's discussion. So quickly before I do, what is the definition of religion? We live in a day and time where there's an argument, a debate, and it's a pop cultural one. It's a trending one. It will come and fade, come and go, come and disappear, like many other traditions and fads before it. So let's look at the definition of religion. The state of a religious person is your religion. The service and worship of God or the supernatural. Commitment or devotion to a religious faith or observance. A personal state or institutionalized system of religious attitudes, beliefs, practices. A cause, a principle, or system of beliefs held to with ardor and favor or faith defines religion. And we have to define religion because we defined society and civilization. So to try and remove religion from the mother of religion, mother Africa birthed religion, taught the world what religion is, taught the world how to be religious, taught the world how to track the sky and track nature. So to throw religion out is to take a white supremacist stance about what it means to be African, what it means to be a product of the motherland, what it means to be a descendant of this great land that we now call Africa. The arguments, the debates, we get caught up in language, we get caught up in semantics, we get caught up in foolishness, and we miss the meat, we miss the material. So I stand here today in the spirit of Shango, not to sling mud, but thunderbolts, lightning that hopefully, prayerfully, will open consciousness. I invite you to study, not just read, not just follow, not just speak favor with people who are able, capable, you know, of doing regular YouTube videos, regular Instagram videos, but to do some study, do some research about these practices and these traditions. I said 15 seconds, didn't I? Brother Joshua, is that you, 321?
Yes, it's Joshua and Alexander. How are you doing, Divine Prince, today?
All of the blessings.
Yeah.
Greetings, Alafia, Abargan.
Yeah. Boy, Gunny, I know definitely today it's been, you know, you're hitting it right on the point about language and the semantics of it. It's very elementary. It's very petty thing to really look at when it comes down to language. It's not petty in the sense of if you're really trying to understand, but to utilize anything like that in a divisive manner or to separate. I mean, language, that's it's a double-edged sword, language itself. It was used and utilized by, it's a tool to separate people from one another. So, I mean, what you do, I mean, anyone that operates in that sense speaks to the level of understanding that you have. I know we can look at, I know you mentioned earlier about the religion and just about how currently now a lot of people are kind of have a bad taste about religion. I was that guy at one point in time, too. I used to be a part of a group that didn't believe in any religious system or at all until I realized I was part of, I am a part of every system that's at least on this earth in some way, some shape or form. If I live with inside the ecosystem of this earth, which means that I'm a man within the environment that's around me, that surrounds me. And that really put my perspective back into understanding what religion is and understanding that, you know, just because the environment I was put in wasn't beneficial for my needs spiritually, mentally, and physically, doesn't mean that there's no other system out here that I should be a part of or that I should be connected to or that I can ascend to a higher height in. And that is, I think that speaks to the lack of understanding the language, even when you go back to understanding the religion and how the religion traveled and how the religion comes about, how does it appropriately and how it was used to appropriately separate people and to demonize people and to kill people. You have to understand that religion itself could be a double-edged sword. And it has been used as a double-edged sword too also, with using language and the different translations of texts and understandings and ways of life and utilized to empower and to strip others from their power. So
I also like how you mentioned the ecosystem. There is no voodoo without the plant, without the herb. What we call Iwe in Ifa Yoruba, it's called other things in Akan and Fon and other traditions. But in Yoruba, it's called Iwe. There is no voodoo without the Iwe, without the plant. And there is no plant without Odu. And so we have to speak about Odu today. It's been said that the divination, the reading in voodoo is about perception. And it's not built on perception, it's built on science, a mathematical science and system that is used to empower your computer and all of the technology that many of us are operating on right now within the realms of this conversation. You know, you're either on your smartphone, your device, your laptop, your desktop, and it's operating on the same binary coded mathematical system that is tapped into in the ancient practice of Odu Ifa. So there is no random reading in voodoo. There is no, I feel, and I get the sense that, you know, we go to Odu, and Odu has only 256 terminations. You start with one branch, you add another branch, and you get 16 principal Odu. And those 16 principal Odu then translate into 256 much more complex coded systems, almost like DNA. And it is in these Odu that the Loa are born, that the herbs that are applied, that the roots that are applied are born, that the ritual processes are born, that the stories and the studies that we have about Ilegwa and Legba and Eshu and Yimaya and Oshun and the many other deities come from. So there is no voodoo without Odu. And so we've got to get clear about linguistics, about language, and ultimately about motivation. How do you ingest what is supposed to be true about an indigenous practice, culture, and tradition from someone who's still giving homage to homage church house, and still giving homage to a Virgin Mary who gave birth to a baby who came to save the world? There is no mixing of the two. You're either serving mammon or you're serving the divinity. And in voodoo, we acknowledge and we serve the divinity. We acknowledge and we serve the ancestors. So be careful about where you're eating and who you're eating from and who you're embracing into your inner archive of these indigenous practices and traditions. Go to the source. Go to the people. Social media, the internet levels the playing field. You don't have to get on a plane. You don't have to have a visa or passport. Learn how to build relationships. It goes right back to the past show about relationship building, Joshua. We don't know how to ask. We don't know how to introduce ourselves. We don't know how to get to know. And when we claim co-unity, co-community, I'm doing it in the name of blackness. I'm doing it in the name of being African, being Pan-African. Mm-hmm. But then we're constantly operating in white supremacist lynch mode. Your demonstration speaks against what your mouth is trying to convince us of. Am I making sense? Have I jumped the track, Josh?
No, you haven't. You actually, you're right on point. I just, yeah, you're right about that. Like, it's a very scary process of going into and following your heart and following your intuition and following your spirit through this process. But it's something that has to be done. And like you were talking about building community, our communities will not grow and prosper until we solve this problem. And if we understand that, maybe that will put us into the homework and put us into the demonstration of actually putting it forward and into our lives, into our lifestyle, and into what we're doing and what we're saying and how we're doing things and what we're doing to other people in our community. And that will impact our environments. That would impact the ecosystem in so many different ways. And that is your religion, in a sense. And that is what you have understand. When you speak of certain things, and that's what you have to understand from other, from not just from one point of view, but from multiple point of views, and be able to glean from that or be able to communicate to that on that level, and to be able to grow, to be able to fertilize, to be able to water, to be able to, you know, to plant seeds, so that it can cultivate and grow.
Spiritual knowledge and power lies in its efficacy, its ability to produce and manifest powerful, reliable, tangible, lasting manifestation and results right here and right now in this moment in time space. All else is foolishness, ego, illusionary, vanity. It was said that somehow, I don't even know if I want to repeat that, but it was said somehow that what we are doing here should be comparable to a Dr. Africa or a Dr. Sabi or a Dr. Nazir, who are all masters of holistic health, wellness, herbal living. They are not masters of spirituality and religion. They are not here and rest his soul, nor were they here, Dr. Sabi, to represent voodoo. And so the commercialization of plant and herb, the Iwe, if you will, expands beyond just how we view diet and health and how we live, but it is now making its way into how we think about ourselves, how we think about that very living. The white supremacist mindset shows up in the indigenous person, black, brown, red, yellow, through how we demonstrate what we truly believe. So Christianity being forced on us through death, through racism, through torture, the breaking away of that, it's showing up to be one of the most complex and complicated areas of spiritual journey for the individual than ever before, and particularly right now. I feel like I'm getting off track. I'm looking at the clock. We're running out of time. I'm introducing new concepts I'm not going to have time to explain. So I'm going to close and welcome each and every one of you back again with me, probably on Saturday. I usually don't broadcast over the weekend unless I really find a space to do so. I know I'm supposed to meet with Donatus King on Saturday. If I don't broadcast Saturday, I'll broadcast Sunday. But I appreciate those of you who are with me here now live, whether you raised your hand or not. I appreciate you for listening and participating in the show. Of course, Brother Joshua, I certainly appreciate you and all of my listeners, and I welcome you back tomorrow at 5 U.S. Central Standard Time here on Blog Talk Radio for more Hoodoo New Orleans Voodoo Secrets and Recipes. All is truly and indeed a blessing. Shango, oh, I shall.
Congo Square. The Omis Indians prepared this place for us centuries before our arrival. A sacred spot where corn festivals were celebrated. The Omis Indians prepared this place for us centuries before our arrival. Congo Square, a sacred spot where corn festivals were celebrated. And as the colonizers came, our hosts, the Omis Indians, they pushed aside our hosts. The colonizers came and pushed aside our hosts and introduced us in chains. And by the late 1700s, we somehow, recognizing the sacredness of Les Places de Congo, we somehow, and the how of our somehow persuasive methodologies is not clear at this moment, the how is not clear, how our persuasive methodologies worked is not clear at this moment, but nevertheless, even as slaves, we crafted and created a space where we could be free to be we. And thusly we countered the sacrilegiousness of the French, giving great homage to our ancestors as well as giving praise and thanks to our red-blooded brothers and sisters. This is an oral libation toast to Congo Square, to Native Americans, to our ancestors who made a circle out of a square and gave us a way to stay ourselves, save ourselves from the transformatory ugliness of America, which refuses to recognize the spirituality of life. Which refuses to recognize the spirituality of life and celebrates death with crosses and crosses, double and triple crosses, the middle passage, the first cross, Christianity, the double cross, and capitalism, the ultimate triple coup de grace cross of our captivity. But the terror of crosses notwithstanding, we sang. We beat, we be, we was and is. Hail Congo Square, Congo, Congo Square. Our African gods have not been obliterated. They have merely retreated inside the beat of us, inside the beat of us. Our African gods have not been obliterated. They have merely retreated inside the beat of us until we are ready to release them into a world that we recreate, a world heralded by the beat, be, beat, being, beating, being of black heart drums. Heart beat, heart beat, heart be at this place be heart beat, be we beating place in new world space, beating, being in place in new world, preserving our ancient pace. Our dance is the God walk, our music the God talk. First thing we do, let's get together, circle ourselves into community. No beginning, no end, connected together and singing, ringing, singing in a ring. Second, let's be original, aboriginal, be what we were before we became what we are. Be Bambula dance, be Banza music, and sing song words which have no English translation. Third, let us remember. Let us remember never to forget, even when we can't remember the specifics. We must retain the essentials. Let us remember never to forget, even when we can't remember the specifics. We must retain the essentials. The bounce, the blood flow, the feel, the spirit grow, energy. Must retain and pass on the essential usness that others want to dissipate, whip out Hello. Of us.
Whoa!
But no matter, no matter how much of us they prohibit, no matter how much of us they prohibit, deep inside us is us. Deep inside us is us. Remains us inside and needs only the beat to set us free. The beat to free us. It is morning, a sun day, a feel without shade, but dark, dark with the people black of us in various shades, eclipsing the sun with our elegance. We are centuries later now, and still this sacred ground calls us to remember, to beat, to be. We are centuries later now, and still this sacred ground calls us to remember, to beat, to be. Beat Congo Square. Be Congo Square. Beat. Be. Beat. Be. Beat.
So.
Congo Square. Be. Congo Square. Beat.